You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
This week, we welcome back Lin Lee of Awfully Chocolate and Sinpopo Brand.
Yay.
Lin, I love how you want to help fellow F&B small business owners. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that right now. You want to recommend any new Makan place that deserves a shout out?
I definitely want to talk about these guys who I see have great food and COVID has hit them hard and I feel they need support. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but I started watching K-drama during Circuit Breaker and I have never stopped. I have never touched Korean food in my life, but you know when you're watching it drip from every scene, it gets to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to recommend to you Korea House, Killiney Road. This lovely lady, Mrs. Kim, she's out front doing everything. Her husband's in the kitchen and during school holidays, her 17-year-old son who went through our local schools also comes to help. So they're a lovely family. I'm not talking big fancy Korean barbecue, although I am partial to her pork belly. I'm talking nice, warm, home style stuff. And after I get this, can I tell you, I don't go anywhere else for my Korean fix. But it's very specific dishes that I go for. And I always order the same stuff. Her free side dishes are to die for. And I feel bad at how many she makes and she just dishes them out. Her brinjal.
And these get replenished as much as you want, right?
Yes, but it's crazy, you know. So her price are too cheap. I've scolded her, but she won't listen to me. And when she was looking very down and telling me how bad business was, well, the least I can do is do a shout out for her because she's got her ideas that those are her pride and joy, the free side dishes, and her stews and her food are like $9.90 for the best pork kimchi, which my family can eat once a week. I won't touch Korean pancake at other places, but her kimchi pancake is crisp on the outside and just to die for the inside. And her fried chicken, half and half. So I don't know if that's a thing that everyone knows, but it means half is the regular crispy skin and the other half is dripped in that sticky red and it's got peanuts or whatever. There is no better Korean fried chicken on the planet.
Okay,
wow. So you guys,
Mrs. Kim,
come and try these. If you got stomach for more, you can order other things, cold noodles and all that. But for me, on these 3-4 dishes alone, she is number one. She used to rely a lot on the office workers around the Singtel building and stuff. So with the work from home, it's been really hard for her. So please, please support. Go down, buy, dabao. Discover for yourself such affordable, simple home style, excellent Korean food. You'll be blown when you try it, these dishes.
And once again, it's run by Mrs. Kim and her family, and the restaurant is called
Korea House at 87 Killiney Road.
For more delicious details, visit our Gold 905 Facebook page and download the podcast on the free Me Listen app now. Lin Lee is the owner of Sinpopo Brand and Awfully Chocolate. Check out their newly revamped flagship store in Katong, the Awfully Chocolate Bakery and Cafe, offering brunch, amazing dinner deals, and all-day dining, along with the usual luxe chocolate bakes and treats they're known for. Visit awfullychocolate.com for more info.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.